Okay, so as we noted last time, what emerges from the Gemara in the beginning of Perek Misha, Meso, and Brachos is that there are three Isurim that are associated with what we refer to as a colloquial Onein, or more technically, Misha, Meso, Muta, Lefanov. Number one, an Isur of Achila, Vishasiya, Bifnei, Mace, not eating in the presence of the Mace. Number two, an Isur of Asriyayin. And most famously, if you will, the Isur of reciting Brachos or performing mitzvos during that period of Aninus leading up to Kibbur. So we'll discuss these each on their own merits. What are the Gedarim of these various Isurim, and are they related to each other, and how so, or how not? So the Gemara on Yudzayin of Abayis quotes a Brice of Maseches Machos, four lines in the bottom. Misha Mesa Muta Lefanov Ochel B'Bayis Acher. If someone is in a position of Mesa Muta Lefanov, a deceased relative has not yet been buried, he's supposed to eat in another house. V'Mein L'Bayis Acher Ochel B'Bayis Chavera. V'Mein L'Bayis Chavera Osa Mechitza V'Ochel. V'Mein L'Davar L'Asas Mechitza Masir Panov V'Ochel. So he's supposed to have some distance between eating and the mace, ideally in another house. And if push comes to shove, if that's not possible, at least turning the other way. What's the reason for this iser? Says Rashi, Ochel b'bayis acher dinir ekiloig l'rash. It looks like you are making fun of the mace, that the mace is dead, he's not able to eat, and you're eating in front of him. Nir ekiloig l'rash. The Divrei Sofrim points out, in his Emek Davar is his Sharet Zion style footnotes on the Mishnah Berurah style work in the Divrei Sofrim. So in the Emek Davar Sifkatim Ches, he points out that Rashi says Nira kil loig larash, not loig larash mamish, but Nira kil loig larash. He points out that if it was a standard loig larash, the standard loig larash, like not wearing tzitzis and a beis haktaros, that's only a halacha within Dalet Amos of the mace. And here, the Isser of being Ochel with Nea Meis is even outside of Dalet Amos. So this is more expansive than your standard Loig L'Rash. The Rashi says Nira, I'm sorry. The Rashi says Nira Kiloig L'Rash. And number two, he points out, if it was the standard Loig L'Rash, then there wouldn't be any difference between the Onein and any other person. As we'll see in a few moments, as a Machlokes, whether this Isser Achilu with Ne'emez applies to other people also, or only applies to the Krovim of the mace. But what Rashi is saying is along the lines of Loig L'Rash, it's something that's inappropriate. There's a certain Gnai, there's a certain inappropriateness of eating with Ne'emez, where your reaction should be that you're crying, that you're in Tsar, that you're in this emotionally turbulent period. And it's a certain disrespect for the mace and the situation that you find yourself in to eat bifnei hame. So it's not necessarily the technical loig l'rash, potentially in either direction, but along those lines, you're demonstrating a certain lack of sensitivity in eating bifnei hame. So as far as that question of who is included in this iser, if you look at the Taz, Sifkatan Aleph here in Simen Shin Mem Aleph, again, highly recommended to have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you during the Shiurim. So the Taz writes in Sif Katan Aleph, Ochel b'vayis acher, tahavi kolovig l'rash, kein pirsh Rashi, v'hadalo asru gam b'acher mitamzeh. If it's loig l'rash, so then you expect the yisud apply to other people as well. The standard loig l'rash doesn't distinguish between krovim and others. So Taz says that it's not a standard Loig L'Rash, but it is reflective of a concern that you're not going to properly be Oseg B'Tzarach HaMeis. We'll see a little bit later in the Yerushalmi the two reasons for the Isser of Miras Brachos or Asiyas Mitzvos in the state of Aninus, one of them being that it's going to compromise your ability to take proper care of the mace. So that's what the Taz is saying here, that the Isra Achila Bifnei HaMeis is related to that as well, that if you're going to be eating Bifnei HaMeis, then Rechoshesh, that you're not going to be properly taking care of the Tzorach HaMeis, or you're demonstrating that that's not your priority. The Piskei Teshuva writes here in Sifkata Navav that what you see from the Taz is that the Isser Rechil with Ne'emes only applies to those individuals that are Chayav Bikfura. So, and therefore, those individuals that are Chayav and Anidus, and therefore it doesn't apply on Shabbos. Just as we'll see, the other halachas of Aninus do not apply in Shabbos because there's no ability to be osek to tzorach yekfur at that time. So the iser of achil b'fnei meis does not apply on Shabbos either. That's what the Piskei Teshuva explains within the position of the Taz. The Taz doesn't write it explicitly, but the Taz does say that it only applies to those who are chayav b'kfur aso. And if that's the case, if it's connected to the chayav kura and the obligation to see too, and that the Tzorchei Hameis are cared for, then that's only incumbent upon those who are Noeg Aninus and not other parties. As opposed to the Shach and Sifkatan Gimel, who writes, Ochel b'bayis achir, v'm eino l'fan av mutu l'achol b'bayis shusham, kakas b'bach, Ochel b'bayis achir, mayi b'mutu l'fan av, v'ikim ishim l'orig l'rash, im ochel b'fan av, zevadai asur afil b'shabes. The Shach writes that this Loeg L'Rash applies on Shabbos as well. So the Piskei Teshuva assumes that the Shach, to the extent that the Shach says that the Isser V'Achil of Ne'emes applies on Shabbos as well, the Shach would also agree that it applies across the board to other individuals, not only to those who are Noeg Aninus. So Piskei Teshuva assumes that these two issues are related. Number one, is the Isser Achil of Ne'emes Noeg on Shabbos as well? And number two, is it Noeg among those who are not Onanim as well? So if it's Noeg on Shabbos, that means that it's a more generic Loeg L'Rash, not limited to those who are Chayiv B'Tzorchei Kvura. And that's why it would be Noeg on Shabbos. If it's limited to those who are Chayiv B'Tzorchei Kvura, then it's Dabar that it's not Noeg on Shabbos because there's no ability to be Osek in Tzorchei Kvura on Shabbos.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
The precedent that we have for Loeg L'Rash is usually by mitzvos, like where right. It sits us in front of in a base like Kfaros.
Right.
This is not, like eating is not a mitzvah in front of the, is that, could that be why Rashi was saying Kiloeg L'Rash?
They say the Kiloeg L'Rash is, it's not a classic Loeg L'Rash. Real Loeg L'Rash is doing a mitzvah in front of him. Kiloeg L'Rash is something, you're showing the mace that he's incapable of doing something, but it's not something as important as a mitzvah. It's just a chila. Yep, could be.
Okay.
Okay, so If you assume that the Isser Achil of Ne'emes only applies to those who are Chayav B'Tzorchei Kvura, like the Taz, then what exactly is the Loeg L'Rash comparison? So the Divrei Sofrim quotes from the Levush. The Levush has the following lashon: Kedei Shelo Yomru Al Ha'Meis Adam Kalhu Ulakach Eino Tar B'Kvurasa V'Eino Choshesh B'Misasa. So people shouldn't think that this Meis was an insignificant person, that people aren't taking proper care to be osek in his kura, that they're not giving any consideration to the fact that he just passed away. If people are going to be eating, if those who are chayiv b'kfuraso are going to be eating b'fnei ha'meis, so then they're showing that this meis was not someone of that much importance. L'maisa, the Piskei Teshuva assumes that you should be machmir like the Shach, and be knowing the Isser Achil of Ne'emes even on Shabbos, and that the Isser Achil of Ne'emes should extend to other people as well, not only those who are Noeg Aninus. However, the Divrei Sofrim suggests that it's possible that maybe the Taz and the Shach are not really arguing about Shabbos. The Shach is explicit that the Isser Achil of Ne'emes applies in Shabbos as well. The Taz didn't write that. The Piskei Teshuva assumed that the question of Shabbos is totally on whether the Isser applies to other people or only to those who are Osek B'Tzorchei Kvura. The Divrei Sofrim suggests, maybe not necessarily. Maybe the Taz could agree in principle that the Isser Achil Bifnei Meis applies even on Shabbos, even if it is limited to those who are Onanim. Because even if it's limited to those who are Onanim, there still are elements of Aninus or of Shmiras Hameis that apply on Shabbos. Even if you can't be Osir B'tzorach HaKfura, you still have to affect a certain Shmir of the Mace and be sensitive to, cognizant of the fact that the Mace is Bifanov. And if you're going to eat Bifnei HaMeis, so that may be a certain dereliction of your responsibility for Shmiras HaMeis. So it's possible that even if the Chiv is limited to those who are knowing Aninus, there still may be an Isser of Achil Bifnei HaMeis on Shabbos as well, because of that element of Shmira that still exists on Shabbos. Lemaisa, we're machmir on both of these questions. So we're machmir to assume, like the Shach, that the Isser applies on Shabbos, and questionable whether the Taz agrees to that. And we're machmir to assume that the Isser applies to other people as well, not only to those who are chayiv b'tzorchei ha-kavura. That's what the Divrei Sofer writes. That's what Rabbi Karp writes in his Mishmar Smachos. That's what the Baalei Shulchan writes in Sifkata Na Yud. Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. Aruch HaShulchan Sifkata Zayin assumes that if you have another party that's not one of the Krovin, that's not Chayven Aninus, that there is no Loig Larash because he has no Shaykhus to this Mace and no Isser Achil Bafanov. But it sounds like most Poskim are of the position that even a non-relative should not eat bifnei ames. The Beis Yosef here quotes Yerushalmi that says that there's an isser of being ochel kol tzarcha, that an onain cannot eat his fill. It's independent of not eating bifnei ames, it's a separate restriction, and independent of basar v'yayin that we'll get to in a few minutes, there's a separate restriction that an onain should not be eating kol tzarcha. And this is quoted by the Rashba in the Rashba's Torah Sa'ada on page Reshid Beis of the Mosada Rav Kook edition. Do you hear me? It looks like my video is frozen.
I hear you.
Okay, I'm not sure what's going on in the video, but tell me if...
I see the video.
You see the video? That's funny. It's frozen on my screen. Okay. So Beis Yosef quotes this Yerushalmi that there's a separate Isser of Achilas called Tzarcha, and that's what the Ramban has in the Taras Ha'adam as well, page Reshit Beis. But the Beis Yosef says that since you don't find evidence of this in the Bavli, he thinks that it's not Lahalacha, and we don't assume there's any restriction on the volume of food that that an Onen can eat. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Sifches and Siftes, that even though, in the presentation of the Aruch HaShulchan, it sounds as follows. Even though there's no Isser of Achilas called Tzarcha per se, the Aruch HaShulchan says you shouldn't have parpraot, which I think means dessert. That you should only be eating that which is the main part of a meal, that which you need to eat, but you shouldn't be eating delicacies, you shouldn't be eating dessert as an onay. The Baalei Shulchan in Sukkot and Yudalid leaves a Sarach Iyon Ladino whether you should be Choshesh for the first part of the Yerushalmi not to eat called Sarach or not to eat your full. But it's interesting, he's not sure, he thinks maybe against the Beis Yosef you should be Choshesh not to eat your full. But at the same time, he says it's hard to accept the Aruch HaShulchan that you shouldn't be eating dessert because we don't find such an Isser per se. I don't know if the Aruch HaShulchan meant that it's a formal Isser. It's that fits into the general perspective that's inappropriate to be eating delicacies when it's Mesa Muta Lefanav, even if it's not Usser Medina, even if it's not one of the formal Isurim of Aninus, but that seems to be missed out there. And even if technically you don't hold like the Yerushalmi that you can't eat Kotzacha, but it's not the time to have a 7-course meal, it's not the time to have a fancy dessert. Number one, it's not appropriate. That's covered in mace. And number two, if you're also besachin mace, you have to be focused on that which is your responsibility at that time. Okay. So then the second isser incumbent upon an onain is the isser of baser v'yai, and that's a continuation of that brisa in Masechta Smachos. Eino Eino ochel basar ve'eino shose yayin. If you look in Tosfos on Kof Gimel and Beis and Moikatan, where this brisa in Maseches Machos appears as well, Tosfos Moikatan Kof Gimel and Beis Dibra Maskel ve'eino ochel basar ve'eino shose yayin. So Tosfos there frames the Yisra achilas basar the shisias yayin in the following way. Devarim she'ena masurin mishum avelus ela mishum she'yesh lo liyos tarib b'kfuras meso, that things that aren't aser mitzad avelus but only because you're supposed to be tarud in kfura v'lo yimashech achar devarim acherim, and you shouldn't be distracted by other matters. So certain things that would interfere with your ability to be oseg b'tzarchei akvur properly. Kigon, achilas basar v'shisias yayin, asiri b'onein dafka. So as opposed to, we'll talk about this probably next time, Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rambam, perhaps, as to whether fundamentally yisurei avelis or nohe during the zman of aninus, but Tosfos is contrasting, certain things that are aser mishum avelus that are mutter bisman aninus, which could potentially interfere with your being osi b'tzarchen eis, and other things that are dafka aser bisman aninus and not bisman avelus, because these things are going to distract you from your focus on kfuras eis. So achilas basar v'shisias yayin, Tosa says, is aser during the period of aninus because of shemi yimashek, because it may come to divert your attention, to distract you from being oseik v'tzarchei hanes. And that's the basis of the famous position of Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in Tosfos, Brachos Yibchesem et Aleph, Dibra Maskil, Ve'eno Mivarech. The Tosfos begins at Yudzayin Mabez and goes on to most of Yibchesem et Aleph. The Tosfos there, Dibra Maskil, Ve'eno Mivarech, quotes the Mice of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam's sister passed away in another city, and he wasn't in a position to in any way be oseik b'tzarchei hakvura. He wasn't going to the kvura. He wasn't involved in any of the preparations leading up to kvura. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam was not knowing an iser basar v'yayin. So it sounds like Rabbeinu Tam is assuming that the iser basar v'yayin is simply because of the fact that it's going to distract you from being oseik b'tzarchei hakvura. And therefore, if you're in a position, you're not in a position to be oseik b'tzarchei hakvura anyway, then there would be no iser of basar v'yayin. That's the position of the Rabbeinu Tam as reflected by the Maisa Shahaya. And the Rosh is Cholik. The Rosh assumes that the iser basar v'yayin applies across the board, even if you're not oseg v'tzorche hakfura, presumably because there's a certain kind of callousness or disrespect that is shown if an onein during that time is ochel basar v'yayin, even if he's not directly oseg b'tzarchei hakvura. And that position of the Rosh is what's reflected here in Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Aleph, that this din applies even if the onein is in a different city. Now, what some understand, that we'll talk about this b'hemsheich, some understand that this position of Rabbeinu Tam was relevant to asiyas mitzvos as well. Not just Rabbeinu Tam, when his sister died in another city with ochel basar v'shoseh yayin, but he also wasn't noheg the other isui aninos of refraining from performing mitzvos. That will get to. In the Rashba, it's mefurish. The Rashba here in Brachos Yizayin and Mabez, that's not the case. That Rabbeinu Tam's position was limited to basar v'yayin and not to kiyumei mitzvos. The Rashba writes, "Miu b'achilas basar v'shisias yayin, nirash im yesh lo misha yisa maso." If a person has someone that could bear the burden of tzorchei kfura, that's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Misha yisa maso is one of the reasons the Yerushalmi provides for the iser of kiyumei mitzvos. So the Rashba writes that if you have misha yisa maso, Shumutter, you're allowed to have basar v'yayin. She'eino ela k'dei shelo yimashech achar achilaso v'shisiyaso v'lo yis'asku b'kfuras meso. that the Isser Basriyayin is simply in order to ensure that the onin is going to be properly osek b'tzorche ha-kavura. So the whole story with Beinu Tam, the way the Rashba quotes it, it was limited to Basar V'yayin. And the Rashba writes this in Shuvah as well, Chela Gimel Simen Shin, Chela Gimel Simen Shin. There he writes, the kol shemuta lav kovro, hu tzarech l'asek b'tzracha v'tachricha v'vinyan masricha. Whoever is charged with preparing tzarech l'kvura needs to do just that. The ilu humesa v'ochel basa v'shasayayin t'yesu dasa k'keva v'yisrasha b'tzarech l'mes. If he's going to be eating basa v'yayin, or the way he says it actually, mesa v'ochel basa v'yayin, either eating basa v'yayin definitionally, or Nesav, having a suda b'kvias, having a proper formal meal, then that's going to interfere with etzorchei hakfura. Yisrashil b'tzorchei enes. So the Rashba clearly understood that Rabbeinu Tam's reasoning was shelo yimashech achar achilaso, and that's only relevant if the person who is an onein is or needs to be osek b'tzorchei Hakvura. Rav Schechter points out in printed in Bikvei Etzon, Simen Yud Ches Ostres, that in the Rush it's clear that the reason for the Yisr is to show a certain, demonstrate a certain emotion, an appropriate emotion when you're in the state of Aninus, that it's inappropriate to have Basar V'yayin during that time, independent of whether you're osek b'tzorchei hames or not. And he points out that the Rav made that observation in the context of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen writes that the Isser Basar V'yayin in the Suta Mafsekes on Erev Tisha B'Av is midinei aninus. The reason you can't bust the eyes of Mafsekes is because during the Siddur Mafsekes, we are, on some level, conducting ourselves as Onanim. So the Rav pointed out that only makes sense if the reason for the Isser Basar V'yayin for an Onan is because of the Chimum emotion, that it's a emotionally raw time and therefore inappropriate to consume Basar V'yayin. But if the reason is Shema Yimashech, there's no Shema Yimashech during the Suda Mavsekas. That only makes sense to connect the Suda Mavsekas and Erev Tisha B'Av to Hilchos Aninus if the reason for the Isser Basar V'yayin for an Onein is because of the emotion, the Chimum, not if it's because of the technicality of Shema Yimashech. Okay. What about a Tafshil Shel Basar? Can you have chicken soup without the chicken? Can an onein eat something cooked with fleishiks without the flesh in it? So the Magen Avraham has a comment in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sifkat and Kaftas. Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Sifkat and Kaftas. That even though, in principle, the minog of the Isser Basar V'yayin Medina is only during Suda Mavsekes, and the minhaga is extended to Shavu Shechalbo or to the 9 days. So the Magen Avraham writes that even though technically speaking, during that period a tafshil shel basar is mutter, it's only actual fleishiks of basar, but if you have a chicken soup without the chicken, you have a tafshil shel basar, that would be mutter. Magen Avraham says, nevertheless, the minhag is to be machmir, and the Magen Avraham compares that to nedarim. When it comes to nedarim, we follow lasha b'nei adam, so whatever term a person uses in the context of a neder, we have to figure out what's the colloquial meaning of the term that he uses to figure out what binds him. So Magen Avraham says, just like in general, by nedarim, you follow Hashem and Adam. So in the context of the minhag of not eating basar during the 9 days, that's the case as well, that common practice, the minhag, is to asr even tafshil shel basar, even if it's not asr midina. So just like when it comes to a nadar, we follow the minag. When it comes to Shavu Shechalbo or the 9 days, we follow the minag as well. I'm sorry?
What is that?
Yeah, so Maisa, during the 9 days, you can't have chicken soup even if you drain the chicken. You can't have something that was cooked in shum and shalbasar. So that's definitely the minhag during the 9 days, even though Medina, the whole 9 days has only been minhag anyway. But even in the original iteration of the minhag, it shouldn't really apply to tashrish shalbasar, but common practice developed that we ask for tashrish shalbasar during the 9 days as well. So the Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Gimel quotes from the Tshuvas Noda Bihuda. It's actually the son of the Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda Yoredeya Simin Reish Yibes. Noda Bihuda Tinyana Yoredeya Simin Reish Yibes. Addressing this question that the Shoel to the Noda Bihuda son was Matir eating Rotev Shalbasar, eating Atasha Shalbasar, eating the chicken soup without the chicken. So the son of the Noda Bihuda writes that this has nothing to do with the Chumrah of the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. That has to do with the minhag that developed during the 9 days, which has to do with Nedarim. So minhag is like a nether, so you have to follow Lashem and the other. You have to follow what the intention is, excuse me, and what the nether is. However, here this has nothing to do with the minhag, it has nothing to do with the nether. It has to do with Shami Yimashech. They were worried that you're going to get distracted and you're going to get lazy about Sarachi HaKfur. You're not going to give it the proper attention. So the son of the Noda Bihuda assumes that's only a concern when it comes to Basar Mamish, not when it comes to Tashil Shel Basar. And he says, Ein lanu lahamsi chumros yiseiros bisvaros asher ein lahem yisod b'devei rishon. That it's not our business creating new chumros. We don't find anywhere near Tasha Shabbasar. So just because that's the minhag during the 9 days, you don't have to shteltzu to an onain. And there's no evidence that you have to be machmir for an onain not to eat a tashel shel basar. And that seems to be the Sak HaMikubal, even though Rabbi Karp quotes a Leket Yosher in Simon Pei Beis, that does Aser Rotev Shel Basar. He leaves that Leket Yosher the time of the Tumas Hadesha and as a Tzarech Ian. I did see in Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohn's new English book, I think he is machmir on he wasn't machmir that either. I take it back. Right. So the common, I believe the common practice would be to be matir a tafshil shel basa. Okay. The Baal Shulchan says he hasn't seen poskim discuss whether chicken is aser. But I think we. Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen in his new book writes that chicken's aser. I think that's probably common practice. It's relevant to the Isser Basar on the day that you tear Kriya, speaking of Yerushalayim, you tear Kriya on Harei Yehuda, if that's relevant, or Makom HaMikdash. That your aser basar v'yayin in that day, does that apply to chicken as well? So it should be the same same thing. People are not making on chicken miyantiv. Could be that's a different gather anyway, but we assume that for a simchas yantiv, to the extent that there's an objective simchas yantiv of basar is basar v'heim, not basar, not basar ov, but for the 9 days, we're machmer and basarov. I think an onin's machmer and chicken also. Okay, then the third element of Yisiri Aninus, which is the most complex, is the p'tur from brachos and mitzvahs. So the hemshech of that brayso of Maseches Machos is Eino Mivarech ve'Eino Mizamein. Ve'en Mivarech Alav ve'en Mizamein Alav. That he's Eino Mivarech, Rashi Eino Sarach Levarech Berchas Amosi, Eino Mizamein Eino Sarach Levarech Berchas Amazo, and Eino Mivarech Alav Ein Sarach Shivarech Alav Acherim Berchas Alachim. You don't need someone to be Mosim in the bracha. Eim is Amin Olav, Eim is Dar from Shlosh El Zimun, he can't join the Zimun. Upatr Mikriya Shema, Min Atfila, Min Atfilin, Umikal Mitzvos, Hamuros, Batar. And he's Patr from Kriya Shema, Tfila, Tfilin. Sounds like any mitzvahs I say. Why is that? Rashi writes, Mi Shemeso, Detarid B'mach Shavaso, Dumya Dechasa. The Rashi on the Mishnah, that he's tarred with machshavas kvurasa, that he's tarred in his preoccupation with taking care of the tzarachi kvura. Dumi the chasan, so just like a chasan is parted from kriya shema because of his tirdos, so too is an onein pater from kriya shema, tefila, tefillin, mitzvahs. That's what the Rambam writes also. Paradalid Kriya Shema Alacha Gimel, Paradalid Alacha Gimel. Misha Meis Lo Meis, Shu Chayvlas Abel Lov, Pater Mi Kriya Shema Ashi Kerenu, Mimne She'ein Daito Penuya Likros. V'im Haya Meshamer Sa Meis, Afi Bi She'ein O Meis, Pater Mi Kriya Shema. So the Onen himself is parted from Kriya Shema because Ein Daito Penuya Likros, he doesn't have the frame of mind to recite Kriya Shema. So within Rashi said, Eino Mivarech, Eino Tzarech Levarech. Eino Mizamein, Eino Tzarech. You get the impression that if you want to, you have the right to. That you're not Mechuyev, but it's a Rishus. That's what Tosfos points out here, Dibur Maskil, Eino Mivarech, and the Rashi as well, that according to Rashi, it's a rishus. If you want to recite brachos, you want to perform mitzvos, you have the right to do so. And the Rosh points out that it's not mashma that way in the Yerushalmi. The Rosh in Moikatan Paragimel Simon Nundalid, Paragimel Simon Nundalid. And the Yerushalmi see that's not the case. That it's not just that you're not mechuyev, but you're not allowed to. And that's what we assume, lahalacha, that you're not allowed to be machmir on yourself, even if you want to recite brachos or perform mitzvahs. That's in Shulchan Aruch, it says that v'yesh omrim, shafilu im yirtza lahachmer l'atma levarech olanos amin achar mevarchin eino rasha. That even if a person wanted to be machmer on himself, that's the position of Tosfos and the Rosh based on the Yerushalmi. You don't have the right to do so. That's not discretionary. So what is the Yerushalmi? The Tosfos here quotes the Yerushalmi. Amr Bone, Ksiv Laman Tiskor, Ad Kol Yimei Chayecha, Yomim Shata Osek B'Chayim, V'lo Yomim Shata Osek B'Mesim. Hachi Garcina, and Pater Mikriya Shema Min Atfila Min Atfila. So the Yerushalmi derives from Kol Yimei Chayecha, that you're not mechuyev and you're not bechlal the mitzvah kriya shema tefillah tefillin in a state of aninus. And then Tosfos quotes the two reasons that the Yerushalmi provides, either kvod shameis, that it's a lack of covet for the meis to be osek in mitzvahs, to be going about your normal activities, your normal religious activities prior to Kruas Hameis. And number two, Ein lo mi sheyisa maso. And the number two, you need to ensure that the maize is properly cared for and the tzarchei kvura are being looked after. So Yerushalmi said, the nafkamina is, let's say you have mi sheyisa maso. You have someone else who could look after the kvura. Do the restrictions of Anina still apply, even if you yourself, the onein, is not taking care of Sarchei Hakfura. And the Rosh writes, there in my katan, that lahalacha, even if potentially against Rabbeinu Tam, even if Yesh Misha Yisim Aso, even if there's someone else who could take care of it. Sarachia Klura, we're still knowing the din of Aninus because of Kavod Ames. That even if there are other people who could be Yosef and Sarachia Klura, the element of Kavod Ames still applies and would restrict an Onain from performing mitzvahs. So that's what we assume, la'alacha, that you don't even have the Rashi notwithstanding, that you don't have the option of performing mitzvahs even voluntarily. The Piskei Shuv in Sivkat and Zion quotes from the Chacham Tzvi that the Ptur Onin for mitzvahs is only relevant for mitzvahs asay, not from mitzvahs los asay. So that sounds like a kind of Yesh Koach Lakor B'Shevi Altasa, that Chazal have the ability to tell you that, again, we're only talking about Durabanans here, because as we noted, the Onin Derice is only relevant to Achilas Kachim, to Achilas Maisa Sheni, to Avoda, but the other restrictions of Aninus are only Durabanan. But Yeshkoch Biachachamim, Lakor, Davr Minotora, Bishevi Altasa. So Chacham had the right to tell you, don't put on tefillin, don't recite Kriyashma, don't do mitzvahs. That's only relevant to mitzvahs asay, but not to mitzvahs los asay. So an onain would be fully obligated in mitzvahs los asay. Now the poskim discuss, isn't there another element by brachos? What about asir lahanos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha? So why is that not operative for an onain? Why are we able to tell an onain that he can eat without reciting a bracha? Isn't that a violation of asir lahanos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha? So most poskim assume that that notion of asir lahanos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha is only relevant where there's a chiyah bracha. If you're mufka from a chiyah bracha, then there's no asir lahanos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha. It's not a absolute, unequivocal, necessary batir. It's only where there's a chiyah bracha. Where there's a chiyah bracha, then you can't be nana b'lo bracha. There's no chiyah bracha. So then you're not supposed to say bracha, and there's no such restriction. So maybe asur lahanos min olam hazeh b'lo bracha is only for Jews. They're saying that's only because of the chiyuv. Right. So if you say right, see, if you say like Rashi, so then this doesn't really work as well. Correct. If you're working with the assumption that you're mufka from any chiyumitza totally, you're not bechlal. So then there's no asur lahanos. Saying according to Rashi, it's not mufka, there's a ptur. Okay, so maybe then you'll still say that where there's a ptur, there's no asur lahanos. There's a ptur either. That's built in. But the Emek Bracha says Hagufa. The Emek Bracha Bercha Sanan and Osbeis says the Onin Zaraya that the Isur lahanos mina olam hazeh b'lo bracha is noveya from the chiyuv. Onin Zaraya that the structure is a chiyuv bracha. Since it's a chiyuv bracha, asur lahanos mina olam hazeh b'lo bracha. If there wouldn't be a chiyuv bracha, then there is no isur lahanos. The raya is onay. And onay, there is no chiyuv, and therefore there is no asur lahanos b'lo bracha. So the Emek Bracha thinks that hagufa onin Zaraya that the isur lahanos mina olam hazeh b'lo bracha simply stems from the existing chiyuv. Yeah. Give me an example. Is there a good example of an Isser essay in day to day life? Right, I can't think of one offhand. I can't think of a good test case offhand. But if you think of one, let me know. Rav Avadia does point out, Rabbi Karp as well, that there's a Kolbo in Orach HaShayim who both say, the Orach HaShayim is Hilchos Evel Simen Yud Aleph, they both say that you do have to say Berachas Hananin because of Asir Lehanas Ben Olam and Zevel Obrach. And they understand that Einam Bevarech is only going on Berachas Hamazah. The Rashi said, Einam Bevarech is Berachas Hamotzi, Einam Mezamein is Berachas Hamazah. And the Orach HaShayim, it sounds like he understands, Einam Bevarech is Berachas Hamazon, Einam Mezamein is the Zimun in Berachas Hamazah. Or the Zimun preamble to Berachas Hamazah. The Orach HaShayim writes in Simen Yud Aleph, Evel Simen Yud Aleph, Einam Mevarech Perish, She'eino Tzarech Levarech Berachas Hamotzi. That's what he quotes. V'liner, no, Shem Mevarech, you do say Hamotzi. V'nei She'asir Lo Lacha B'lo Bracha. He quotes that from the Bahag. So there is a minority opinion Rishonah that we don't assume like Lalacha, that Yitaka do have to recite a bracha Rishonah because of the Isser Lehanos Ben Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha. And the Gemara says, Einam Mevarech, it's only going on Bracha Achrona, not on Bracha Rishonah. That's the Kolbo and the Orach HaShayim. Again, we don't assume that way Lalacha. And they also point out a Rash in Demai, the Rash in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalid, who assumes that Einam Mevarech means Einam Mevarech to be Motzi Acherim, but an Onen would recite Brachos for himself. Says the Rash, V'hachak sani Einam Mevarech v'Einam Mezamein, v'lok sani pater milavarech milazamein. So if it was the case that you're pater across the board, it should have said pater milavarech. Why does it say Einam Mevarech? Mishum d'hacha ayri lahotzi achayim midei chavasan lo shayach bei lashem p'tor. So an one does recite brachos himself, he just can't be motzi other people. Why should that be? Not so clear. Maybe along the same lines that you have to, in order to avoid being animate Olam Hazeh B'lo Bracha, after say brachos. But you shouldn't extend yourself beyond what's absolutely necessary to be Motzi Acherim. If you're going to Motzi Acherim, then that potentially going to involve more time, more effort, more of a extension of yourself. So that's inappropriate for an onen. But bracha, Rishoni, you have to say, recite yourself in order to avoid being Adam and Olam Hazeh below Brach, even though the Rash says this presumably for Berachas Hamazon as well, where there's no Asir Lehanos Ben Olam Hazeh below Bracha. He says the only restriction is on being Motzi Acherim and not just on not on your own Brachas. Rabbi Karp writes that if an Onen insists on reciting his own brachas, you don't have to take it out on him, Ein Maznichin or so, because there are Rishonim to rely on. So the Rishonim we just quoted, the Kolbo, Yorach HaShayim, that L'chachil an Onen says brachos, Rashi an Onen is Rashi to say brachos. So if an Onen insists on saying brachos, you don't have to throw him out. Okay. The Piskei Tshuva in Sifkat and Dalit quotes in the Chamudei Daniel that even though an Onen does not recite a bracha Rishona, he's still chayib in Atilas Yadayim, bein b'mayim Rishonim, bein b'achronim. Well, then he studied Tzaruch Iyan B'seh. Then he quotes Birka Yosef that Onen is chayib because that's Mishum Gzeira of Sraf Truma. That's not just a mitzvah, that's you have to wash your hands to have clean hands, Mishum Sraf Truma. If he's having Gzeira the Rabbanon, Ein Safik the Chayiv, the Kulu Lavin, Midaraisam, Midarabbanon, and Onen Chayiv. So really, eating without Natil Sidayim is kind of a lav, Mishum Sraf Truma. It's not just an essay. And therefore, some kind of gzeira, and therefore you should wash netilas yadayim. That's what the Chazon Avadya, the Chazon Avadya, page Kuf Mem Zayin, quotes from the Stei Chemed, that an Onen washes Netilas Sedayim before eating because of the Isser Shabbat, Isser of eating without Netilas Sedayim. And then he raises the issue, if that's the case, then we should be saying Bracha Rishonis also because of Asur Hanis Bola Bracha, as we discussed. So Ravadi doesn't like that in the Stei Chemed. He thinks that you should wash without a bracha. And that's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah also. The Mishnah Berurah and Siman Ayin Aleph, Sivkat and Dalet, Siman Ayin Aleph, Sivkat and Dalet, Mishnah Berurah paskins that an Onen should wash the Netilas Yadayim before eating. Rabbi Willie thinks that Lalacha and Onei does not wash until the time for eating, because bottom line, even though there's a Xera, but bottom line, there's no real Isser, and then Onei is Pater from Gezeros also. Divrei Sofer writes,
Mishnah Berurah was even without a Bracha?
Yeah, definitely no Bracha. Mishnah Berurah says you should wash without a Bracha. The Divrei Sofrim writes that an Onen has to wash Negel Vasser in the morning because that's Mishum Ruach Ra. And an Onen has to be concerned about Ruach Ra. And Rabbi Willig thought that an Onen doesn't wash Netil Sedayim in the morning either because we're not really worried about the Ruach Ra's anymore, just like we're not worried about Melech Stomis in the context of Mayim Achronim. We're not worried about Ruach Ra. And therefore, he thinks that an Onen should not wash Netilas Yadayim in the morning either. Okay. Piskei Shuvin Sivkat and Vav raises the Inyan Diyoma question about Sfiras HaOmer. So let's say you have an Onen who is going to miss an entire day of Sfiras HaOmer. Let's say a maize passes away 2 hours before Shabbos, there's not enough time to do Kfur Erev Shabbos. Kfur is going to be Sunday morning. So he's going to go an entire Shabbos where he's an Onen, Pater from Mitzvos. So what's going to be with his Sfiras HaOmer? If he misses all day, then he won't be able to continue the count with a Bracha. So Be'er Halacha discusses this in Hilchos Sfiras HaOmer, Siman Tav Pei Tes. Siman Tav Pei Tes and Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkatan Vav. The Be'er Halacha quotes the Tshuva's Noda de Behuda, Kama Arachayim Siman Kav Zayin, Kama Arachayim Siman Kav Zayin. So he quotes from the Noda de Behuda that number one, to simply recite the day of the Omer without Bracha, you're definitely not going to say. But to recite the day of the Omer, it's not preventing you from being Oseik Mitzar Chayimais. So if you take that consideration, and you're Mitzar for the fact that according to some Rishonim, you're allowed to perform mitzvos and recite Brachas if you want to during the period of Aninus, so he thinks that you're allowed to count Sfiras HaOmer on that day of Aninus in order to prevent you from missing out on Tamimos. And he quotes Rabbi Akiva Eiger as saying that as well. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan paskens also in Sifkatan Yud Zayin. So what seems to emerge here, as Rabbi Willie pointed out, is that you're not counting qua the mitzvah per se. You're counting as a placeholder. As you want to preserve the ability to continue your count of Tamimos, so you're going to recite the day of the Omer on that day of Aninos simply as a placeholder to preserve the Hemshechius of the Svira, but not qua the Kiyam mitzvah. So that's what the Noda Behuda and the Aruch HaShulchan, and that's what Yisum Lamaisa, that an Onen during Sfiras HaOmer, even if he's going to be in Aninos for an entire halachic day period, he can recite Sfira without a bracha, just as a placeholder there. Moshe.
Why is just saying the day like different than us saying that every, like the person's mufka for mitzvahs and that he's not allowed to do it?
You're saying it shouldn't count. That if he's mufka for mitzvahs, then it's a meaningless sphira. So it could be that the ikra din, that kind of to me was not ma'akev. The ikra din, according to both Rishonim, even if you miss a day, you could continue with the brach, which is choshesh for the brach. The choshesh essentially for minority opinion Rishonim to begin with. So here, according to some Rishonim, you actually mechuyev in mitzvos. So it'll count on some level. Either you mechuyev and it is considered sfira, at least the Indian being choshesh for that shita the bahag, and not to count with the brach if you miss one day. So you know, have to add another suffix onto those fakas. I think the cheshbon's along those lines. Okay, what about kriyas shema alamita? So Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Mincha Shlomo Simen Sadi Aleph. Simen Sadi Aleph is a lot of short ha'aros. I think it's oath test there. So Shlomo Zalman writes that if the kruah is going to be tomorrow, you're going to sleep, then you're chayiv in Kriya Shema Lamita and Berkas HaMapil when you go to sleep, because none of the other reasons apply. Meaning, I think what he's saying is that Shema Yisamaso, you're tired, you have to get involved in the Kruah, there's nothing you get involved in because you're going to sleep right now. Kavod Amaze, also you're going to sleep right now, there's no Kavod Amaze concern. So Shlomo Zalman says Mutter, and it sounds like he says Chayiv in Kriyashma al Amita. Rav Avadya doesn't say Chayiv, Rav Avadya page Reshkov, but he says you could be makel to allow reciting Kriya Shema Lamita and Amapil because of the Shemira Shabbat. That it's meant to protect you, so then it's not like a regular mitzvah that you shouldn't be performing, it's Mishum Shemira. Rabbi Karp writes that the Indian Kriya Shema Lamita, that is Mishum Shemira and his mutter. Rabbi Willie thinks that that you shouldn't recite Kriya Shema Lamita. At the end of the day, it's a chiyuv. Mitzvah, it's not even if there's a shmira element, but an onay doesn't perform any mitzvahs or recite any brachos. And the Baal HaShulchan thinks that's the case as well. That he writes mistima saposkim, Baal HaShulchan sifkat lamei beis, mistima saposkim, you don't recite a mapil, you don't recite kriyas shema al hamita. Tanis Esther. So most Tanios, we assume, are Mishum Avelis. Right? All the Tanios mentioned in the Navi, those are Tanios Mishum Avelis, so some Gedaios, Aritavish, Rasa Ratamis, Tishabov. Those are Isurim. So an onain would be a mukhiyev in those taniyas. Tanis Esther is not the same type, the same flavor of a tanis. Tanis Esther is more of a akiyim. It's not a tanis of avelus, tanis of simcha. So meikar adin, it would seem that an onain is not mukhiyev in tanis Esther. That's akiyim, it's not a nisser. Rabbi Will was actually passing this way Lamaisa in one case. The normal circumstances, he'd expected Onan to fast anyway. But there's Maisa Shai a few years ago of a family of Onanim that was traveling to Eretz Yisrael and Tanis Esther, where on the plane flying to Eretz Yisrael, however the hours worked out, it was I guess the Tanis started in midair. It was an extended period of time. So, or sorry, maybe it was the other way. They were flying back to America and the Tanis was longer. There's a situation in which Onanin that were traveling, Rabbi Willig Paskin, that under the circumstances where there were complications, they didn't have to fast on Tanis Esther because in principle, an Onan would be Mufka from Tanis Esther because that's a Kiyam and not an Isser. Piskei Shuvah Sivkat and Vav, quotes in the Shvus Yaakov, what happens if you hear in the middle of your Shemoneh Esrei that you're an Onin, Meis Lo Meis? So he writes, if you're in the middle of davening, Sivkat and Vav, quoting from the Shvus Yaakov, if you're in the middle of davening, you should continue davening, because Yisurei Onin are only Derabanan anyway. So you can continue if you start it. Rav Avadia, in this context, writes about Osei B'mitzvah Patur Min HaMitzvah, that even if you're Osei B'mitzvah Derabanan, we would say Patur Min HaMitzvah, and at least it could be Mitzaref, the possibility that you're allowed to be Machman yourself, where Yesh Misha Yisa Maso. Because here, the Mechaber quotes the Yesh Omrim, that you can't be Machman yourself to recite brachos, but Stam V'Yesh Omrim, and the way the Mechaber presents it in Siman Ayin Aleph and Arachayim, sounds like you could be Machmir to do mitzvahs and recite brachos where Yesh Misha Yisa Maso. And the Rav Avadia says there's a Chashash Brachal Vatala, if you're in the middle of a brachos, stop in the middle. So that's why, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and find out that Meis L'Meis, you can continue Shemoneh Esrei. Right, the Lashon L'Mechaber in Ayin Aleph and Archayim is that if you have Misha Yisa Maso and you want to recite brachos, Eimochen B'yado, that we don't protest. And here it's a Stam V'Yesh Omrim, it's not a classic Stam V'Yesh Omrim because the Stam doesn't argue. But it could be mistim aslosh in astam. You could be machman yourself. It's assumed that the mechaber is not endorsing reciting brachos, even if you want to. But in ayin aleph and archaim it's emochen, and here it's only yesh omrim that you can't. Rabbi Willie pointed out that this is analogous, perhaps the case where you find out in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei that meis lo meis. Analogous to the din in Simon Shen Sadi Seif Beis. Shen Sadi Seif Beis, Yashav Legaleach, you sit down in the barber's chair. The Amrullah Meis Aviv, Hareza Mashlim Rosha. So you're in the middle of a haircut, you find out Meis Aviv, you're allowed to finish the haircut. Echad Hamegaleach, Echad Misgaleach. So if you're the one in the barber chair, you find out Mesa Mace, you don't have to walk out with a half cut hair. And if you're the barber, if there's no one else who can finish cutting the hair, then the barber's allowed to finish a haircut as well. The Kivega there writes that this is true, even if you just put down the cloth over the person getting the haircut. Even if you're Maniach, the Oferes, Al-Birchav, you put over the cloth over the person, that's considered that you started the haircut. So here too, Rabbi Willick thought, Linyan Tefillah, if you're ready the beginning of davening, even if you haven't actually started Shemoneh Esrei yet or haven't actually started Tefillah, then maybe you could be Mekeler as well to finish the Tefillah. In Rabbi Feld, you see Sodis Machos, Rabbi Aaron Felder of Philadelphia, Zechon Levracha, he quotes from Moshe, Paragimel footnote 30. You saw the Ismachos Paragimel footnote 30. It's a small English volume with Hebrew footnotes. It quotes from Moshe that if you heard Meis L'Meis after Barchu, then you're allowed to continue until the end of Shemoneh Esrei. Okay. Rabbi Felder there also quotes from Moshe footnote 34 that an Avil should not recite Tefillas HaDerech. Rav Vosner writes, Shuvah Shevet Alevi, Chelok Yud Aleph Simen Reish Samach Beis, Chelok Yud Aleph Simen Reish Samach Beis, that Tefillah Sederech should be Aser, but if you're in a particularly dangerous journey, it's a Makom Sakana, so then you could be Mekel to recite Tefillah Sederech, not Al Sechiyav, but al tefillah, just like an onen can recite Tehillim, if it's perhaps under certain circumstances. We had both discussed, if you want to recite Tehillim as part of Shmir Sameis, maybe that'd be much different for an onen. So if you're not saying tefillah sederech, b'toras tefillah, b'toras chiyav, but you're really afraid, it's makom sakana, then Rav Ozner thinks that you'd be allowed to recite Tefillas HaDerech. The Bikurei Yaakov in Hilchos Sukkah, Bikurei Yaakov Simen Taf Resh Mem Tes Katan Yotes, Taf Resh Mem Tes Katan Yotes, right, said if you're sitting in the Sukkah on Sukkahs and Shama Shemes Lameis, you don't have to leave. So may relate to that. They don't have to leave. And the Divrei Sofrim says, if Katan Kuf Samach Beis, you're not allowed to leave because Shevi Al Tasa. They just, is you can't, an Oni doesn't perform essays, but you're not doing anything. You're just sitting there. But Rabbi Willi pointed out that no, an Oni is Pater for Mitzvah, so you're Pater in a Sukkah. So sitting in a Sukkah, if you're Pater, is meaningless. I think that's what you were getting at, are you? The same thing, the Divrei Sofrim says that you shouldn't remove tzitzis, and Rabbi Willick thought that you're allowed to remove tzitzis because you're not mukhiv in tzitzis, so there's nothing gained, you're not mukhiv to keep them on. Shlomo Zalman writes, Tzadi Aleph, Os, Simon Tzadi Aleph, Os Kaf Hei, Letter Gimel, that an Oni is allowed to put on tzitzis in the morning because that's what he always does. It's part of getting dressed in the morning, but not al-tzuchiyev. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. And next time we will talk about Havdalah and Tashlumin for Havdalah, Sif Beis, and then the din of Nimser Lekasafim and Afzaris Panim in Se'if Gimel. So next time will be Wednesday at 3. I'm a little bit flexible this week in terms of the in-person day. Is there a preference to do Wednesday versus Thursday in person?
Better for me in person Wednesday, but
Wednesday better? Okay, so I'll see if nothing else comes up on the Bezdin calendar. At the moment, I'm free to come in on Wednesday, so I'll let you know, I guess, tomorrow.
Okay. Has Seiba got its own category? The Shulchan Aruch, please.
Say that again?
The Isra of Haseba for an Onan, does that get its own category?
So I think that's based on the Yerushalmi. You don't have that in the Bavli. So that sounds like having a formal meal is usher independent of usher v'yai. That's kind of like the called tzarcha that we quoted from the Yerushalmi. Slightly different, but you shouldn't have a formal sit-down meal. The Aruch HaShulchan elaborates on that a little bit. That doesn't appear in the Bavli, but that's what it sounds like in the Shulchan Aruch, that there's an Isra Basar V'Yayin, that's one. And Basar V'Yayin is reflective of certain kvias, but if you have a kvias without Basar V'Yayin, that would be Usar as well, and that's Mesiv. To sit down at a table, beyond in Kanmonim to lean, or for us to sit down at a table for formal formal meal, that would also be Usar Fanone.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, Rami. You should not say Kriyat Shema Levita.
And then as far as the Tefillah goes, are you even from a biblical perspective, are you be allowed to
So according to Rashi, yes. According to
no, I mean as far as the state of emotion that you're in, isn't a person not allowed to daven
like a chassan? Well, that's
whether or not if you shouldn't tear it out or just from sadness.
Right. That's Rashi's reasoning for the iser. It's supposed to shemi samaso or kavod ameis. Rashi has tirda. The Rambam has tirda also. That's why, according to Rashi, if you're in a Hechatimsa where you're not Torah, then you'd be allowed to.
Right, but I'm saying all these posts that you can be
right.
I'm saying from a Tefillah perspective, you can be dominant. I thought you're not allowed to if you're like crying and in a state of like.
So if you're in that state, maybe in a Hanami, but if you're able to continue dominant, as far as Hilchas Anina is concerned, we're not worried about Shema Yisrael or Kavod Ameis if you're already in the middle. In a Hanami, if you're not emotionally able to, so that would be a different consideration.
Right.
Okay, so we'll see you all back on Wednesday, Mr. Hashem. Okay, stay safe, Daniel. Hope the normal sirens.
Thank you.
Me too.